Hey, you're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in the Halem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere at xray.fm.
Between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m.,
X-Ray FM may play content that is unsuitable for some listeners.
Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to another episode of They Gave Us a Show. I'm your guy, Shay Doe.
Danny Ocean in the place. We got Soup Dread stopping by the show.
Yes.
In a little bit.
And we got our
return special guest.
Got our live studio audience back in the building. Give yourself a round of applause. You're so wonderful today.
Yeah, buddy. We're going. We're cool. We're on.
I'm so glad it is Friday.
Man, for real. Talk about it.
Oh, this week, man. I'm just done. It's been one of those weeks for me. I hope your week has been better.
I don't have complaints. It sounds like you've had a rough week. It's been a long week, but I don't have no complaints besides that.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people have gone through some stuff with the weather this week, so I'm not going to complain about much.
Yeah.
I have a job.
That part.
What can I say?
I got a J-O-B.
It's the weekend, so there we go.
I got a J-O-B.
Yeah. If you are a college basketball fan, I just want to make note right now, Portland State women are playing Portland. Crosstown rivalry this Sunday. First 50 fans and Vike fans get a free green PSU Viking hat and free kids ticket with an adult ticket. So there you go. That's Portland State versus Portland. Battle for the city. Women's basketball.
Man, that'll be really cool.
Yeah, there you go. Also, Oregon's playing Gonzaga at the Rose Garden that same day. So there you go.
Hey.
Yep. Big game.
Gonzaga.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm here for it.
Yep. There we go.
So we're going to go ahead and get into some music.
Yeah, get into some jams. We'll have our guest on soon. We got a new one from Rachel Wong that she sent over, so we're going to play that.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And some other stuff.
I saw that. I was like, yo.
Yeah.
Keep blessing us.
Just dropped today.
Yeah.
You got anything exciting to talk about while I'm getting this queued up?
Exciting things to talk about. Ooh, shiny. Okay. So, hold on. I do got something to talk about, though. Let me go ahead.
So shiny.
It's more like events that are happening. I'll just talk about some of the events because I know a lot of things is happening right now in the town, you know. Well, I know for the weekend, anyway, 7 cool events happening this weekend. So, if you didn't know, the Portland Night Market is happening from the 19th to the 20th.
There we go.
And that ranges from...
That's tonight and tomorrow night.
Yeah, so that's from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Okay, you missed it tonight.
You missed it tonight.
But you didn't miss it tomorrow night.
But you can go tomorrow night on the 20th. You know what I'm saying? So there you go. You got another chance.
Okay.
And the Portland Night Market is fun. It's cool. I've been many times. You will enjoy it.
All right, there you go.
Yeah. Should I do one more?
We should get into some music. We got our guest outside the station.
He has spoken. We're going to do music.
So
I'll keep the rest
jams
for later.
We'll be back with Soup Dread.
Yeah, you heard him.
Soup Dread. Show X-Ray FM. New Rachel Wong.
Uh-huh.
This one's called I Need You.
Tried to let you go, but you're under my skin. If you keep the night and you feel on go, somebody say, go. Go. And you don't stop.
Black is time. Hey yo, black is time.
Time.
Yeah. Time traveling. Hey yo, black is time. Yeah. Hey yo, time flows through me. How many rhyme flows and lines can I recite with my eyes closed? Yo, let's shoot this movie smoothly. Listen to me. Let's take it to the past long before the new me. I seen it when it first got tricky, dipping through the city, whipping new cars to the herb spots for the sticky. I was the one by the tree in the GS3 with Biggie. Next thing you know, where the time go is gone quickly. Spin down the street back where I used to be. Stomping grounds just touched down the QB. It's known for balancing money. Saw a brother fresh, homie, just walked down 20. I stepped out, I stretched out, I took a breath in, let a breath out. I don't flex, don't want clout. But what I do wanna see is my brothers are winning. And all my people out there, cherish the time you give it.
I think you know what time it is. The illest shit that ever happened. I think you know what time it is. You know what time it is.
Time traveling.
The illest shit that ever happened.
I use every second as a weapon. Every minute keeps on slipping. Time is a construct of your limits. The big bang to now. Evolution to how little time mankind has really been around. A grown over 50 perspective. Is there an age limit to disc records, or may it just be a message? Kids are doing drive-bys. I'm looking like time flies. Squeezing hammers, even when there's cameras up in the sky. Sparked alive with the RRI drive. Pretty thugs show no love. It's like when doves cry. Maybe I'm just too much of a smuggler. Minded hustler, timeless. Couple hundred cover the knuckles with diamonds.
smell it on us. From the blocks, they was telling on us. Wore a vest in the summer sweating, they tried getting on us. Prayers, cause gangsters go to heaven and life's weighing on us. Premier, play the chorus, yeah.
Shit that ever happened.
I think you know what time it is.
Time,
man. Time traveling. Hey, yo, Black, it's time.
They gave us a show. So that was Nas, DJ Premier with the Steve Miller sample. It's time. Yeah. Before that, we had Throwback, Money Love, Work It Out from the Boys in the Hood soundtrack. And then before that, the new one from Rachel Wong, Need You. And we're back. We got our guest in the house. Go ahead and tell them who you are.
Ashe Lafayette. This is Soup Dreadicus, a.k.a. Dreddy Mercury, a.k.a. Mr. I don't know where he's at. Very ambiguous Soup Dread.
There we go. Return guest, by the way. Thank you for coming back on the show.
I love these dudes. Very genuine people. Oh. You know, if this is your first time listening, keep coming back. They keep in the Portland music scene alive, and that's what we need. We need more people keeping the local scene alive, man, because Portland got a dope little music scene.
For sure. That's all we're telling them.
I know when I go on my travels, I be telling them, like, nah, man, it's hot out there in a good way. They don't know.
He said in a good way.
Like, I don't know. Would it be possible for Portland to just do like a compilation album or something like that? Just get like,
yeah, definitely. We got enough people.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know how that would go about organizing it, but I think that would be dope.
Just yeah, we got Illmac, one of the coldest freestylers. This global. We got Milk doing this thing, going super crazy. That's been my boy since 08. Like, super crazy. This man has been around. There's nothing not authentic about, bro. He's a real gasser, and that's my brother. You feel me?
100%. One of our favorite guests to come on the show. Yeah. Too. So.
Oh yeah, he's doing this thing with Johnny Shipes, the Good Talk. He's about putting the city on, man. Like, I talk to him almost every day. He was one of the first people that put me in quote unquote a professional studio, and that's bro, man. Like, he's down to earth and super funny. Like, you could tell. He was getting roasted in the hood. He's from the hood, believe it or not. Oh, yeah. And he'll cross you up and have you very upset too.
Yeah, so. He was a 100%. Cold hooper.
I watched a little bit of the show that he's on, and it's pretty good with all the guys sitting around with a Good Talk or whatever.
Yeah, it's there was this dude, he was talking about some crazy stuff, but I enjoyed it.
It's a vibe.
Yeah. That's his whole thing. He's a debaucherous young man.
Yes.
You know.
So what has been new with you?
Yes, let's talk about you.
For people who don't know, I have the work ethic of 17 coal miners. So
whew.
I was fortunate enough to help with an unfortunate situation during the Palisade fires. I was doing some restoration work. I'm originally from Los Angeles, so just to see the city in shambles like that, it was super imperative that I did my thing. So had to go to FEMA. Had to get, you know, a contractor pass, Malibu, Palisades, Altadena, and shambles, and just had an opportunity to connect with the people and, you know, help people out. And it was great. Help build a warehouse down there, you know, help get a lot of the homies jobs. I think as an artist, you know, people may not necessarily know how to do art, but if you can get people jobs in other ways to help them help their family, like, that's what I'm all about. So help build a team out there. Now I'm back out here. Back and forth, like I said, Mr. Nomad, you know, ex-hippie. I like to go back and forth between here and Los Angeles, because the West Coast is super small. I was in New York for a little bit working at one of the largest aluminum facilities that caught on fire. I was in a quantum computing facility for a while doing restoration. So I'm Mr. Blue Collar on the side. You know, I be forgetting I rap until I get a phone call from Milk or I get a phone call. They're like, when are you dropping? And I'm like, oh, snap, I got to remember that I make music, because it's easy to forget with the type of, you know, commitment I be having to blue-collar stuff. But just building businesses, speaking with investors, trying to figure out a way to bring money to the city, bring money to Los Angeles, and do something. You know, art comes natural to me. So anything in a way of providing opportunities for other people, un-art-related, that's what I'm all about, making sure people can, you know, do what they – you know, do their thing. So that's pretty much what I've been on.
When you go through long spouts like that without, like, you just working and you don't do your music or your craft, do you feel like something's missing or, like, place of your soul is, like, not activated or something?
I would say, you know, I got a lot of good buddies to do music. So my homie Mook, I'll be on a lunch break. He backstage, you know, he was on tour with Freddie Gibbs. I'm eating a little sandwich. Mm. He was showing me, we on tour. Just I have a lot of homies that are really making a living off of music. So I get to live vicariously through them. But for me, because I don't have time to, like, write down, I just learn how to memorize stuff. So I haven't really written raps down for almost a decade. And I just started writing again, and it's a beautiful process. So instead of being upset I got to go to work and complaining, I just would use the time that I have when I'm not able to use my hands to use my brain. So there's always a chance to be creative. You just got to adjust, you know, with whatever circumstances you got. And that's what I'm all about. So
right on.
So speaking of that, I don't know if we asked you this the last time you were here, but speaking of the writing process, do you have kind of a ritual or like a certain thing you do or like to do to get you in the mood to write, or is it just like whenever it comes to you?
It just depends. Like, I'll hear a beat. I think that's a very good question, because sometimes, like, I'll hear a beat, I'm like, all right, I'm about to go Jada on this. Or I hear a beat, I'm about to do this. Or I'll just say the funniest, most absurd stuff I can, stuff that I'm obscene stuff, just trolling, being funny, like do a MC's voice and say some funny stuff. So it just depends, man. Like, I really like, I have a very good memory, so I'll be listening to a Tupac song and I'll make some funny lyrics. So it just depends, man. But it just depends on what type of mood I'm in. But I'm freestyling all the time, in the shower, on the toilet, like at the gym.
So you be making parody versions on the fly?
Oh yeah.
That's kinda dope.
Hate it or love it, your mama draws got spots. You know, a little funny stuff. You know what I mean? Just trolling, man. Oh, I like humor, for real, for real. That's like,
I love it.
You know, that's what I really want to do is comedy. Cause
oh yeah,
if you can laugh at yourself, you know, and a lot of comedians come from traumatic environments, and yes, that's how you deal with it. You know what I'm saying? That's how you deal with your trauma. Is you kind of gotta like laugh it off a little bit. It may hurt, but if you can get used to just laughing it off, you'll go way further than just soaking in it. So I'm all about just laughing and making the people around me laugh and having a good time cracking jokes. So, and that's part of the process as well, is just me being a goofball, you know what I'm saying? So,
right on.
So when you say comedy, would you be interested in doing like stand up or?
Oh yeah, I would love to do stand up, cause
it seems serious. Like, it scares me, that idea. Like,
it is. And they only give you like a couple, like, cause I've done it, and they give you like a couple of minutes. Well, it's because, you know, you're amateur.
Yeah.
And they don't, if you choke, 2 minutes could seem like an eternity up on that stage.
But that's what's fire about me choking. People being awkward is going to make me laugh. So I'm going to look at somebody and I'm going to be awkward. I'm going to be like, all right, this dude with the whoop-de-woppity, you know. But I've been watching comedy my whole life, you know, like all the way from Richard Pryor to Rick Fox to Dick Gregory to I'll watch Kill Tony, this dude from the Bay who's dummy funny, Louis Belt, you know. Bill Burr, one of the greats, whoever, you know, I really love comedy.
Right on.
So, yeah.
I love that.
And I'm light-skinned and like 270 and always been big with bushy eyebrows, so I've always gotten stung on, so I had to come back and, you know what I'm saying? So that's what you do growing up. You just roast, and now it's like an amalgamation of all my favorite comedians, and you just gotta laugh, man. Honestly, you gotta be able to laugh. So that's what I'm all about as well, you know.
I love that.
Love it.
So do you have something you want to play? Want us to play first? I heard you wanted to freestyle. Do you want to do that first, or where should we go?
Let's do I want to give a little backstory. My brother Andy Savoy, he's originally from Portland, but you know Seattle has a way of, you know, it has this sort of magnetism because it's a larger city. You know, if you read Jimi Hendrix's book, A Room Full of Mirrors, his pops kidnapped him and brought him to Portland for like 2 days. That would have changed the whole trajectory of the city. So it's like, not to say that Andy's Jimi Hendrix. I love him. That's my boy. Mm-hmm. But he kind of went to Seattle and was able to vibe with that because it's a larger music scene. Like, it's more inclusive. So I be going to Seattle a lot. And like I said, I was introduced to him by Milk. We have a crazy project coming out, and I would like to do some live stuff on the radio, a couple of our tracks, and then do some freestyling and all the hippity hoppity KRS-One type, you know. So
the boom bap.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So what are we going with first then?
So there's a museum in Los Angeles called the Broad, incredible museum. And I was up in there and I just felt inspired, you know, by the pieces. And yeah, it's just talking about my upbringing and a lot of different stuff, but it's a banger. And I just want to share it with y'all, man, because Andy made the beat. It sound like sunshine. This is the first time people are hearing it.
Right on.
So
we appreciate you bringing it on.
Hey, sharing is caring.
For sure.
All right, let's get into it. What's this one called?
It's called The Broad.
This one right here?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's get into it.
Show.
They gave us a show.
How many fights you fought? How many cases you fought? They have a ride in the play, you was persuaded to walk. Ain't as ambitious as me, what is you saying? I'm lost. They just be talking finesse, no, I'll be playing it off. They have a load of your trap, they went and raided your law. Had no idea that you slid, you let them say that you saw. Cause you know these niggas is weird, jealous reaction from peers, ayy. I got a strap to spare, do calisthenic attacks with gear. These youngins are willing to keep up the gangs for me, you know that I'm terrified. I really don't care about it. My nigga lost both of his parents. He bossed up and bought up my house in South Carolina. I know I look crazy, but they call us geniuses after we die. Yes, I'm an immortal, so I only follow commands from the sky. Freddy put books in my head, and it expanded my mind. But you already know I'm advanced. Can't help it, I'm hot. Got an LMA, Bottega shades, the color of Gatorade, dripping Alizé. She loving the J's and she keep with the colorway. But you know these just thoughts, let me give them a knot, ayy. Hop in the whip, it's a bop. You already know how to forgot. I'm up at Oli's, I'm doing 100. I'm making a blunt, do a figure eight. Really, you're silly, it ain't no validity to none of the they insinuate. I rock the champion belt and it's blinging. I know that you see it in 7K. I got me some rings, some tings for success that it commemorate. And it can get tricky. You walk in the room and they stare in disgust. Cause it's iffy, cause we was the topic they chose to discuss. I'm told them to send me, be fully aware I'm not giving no. Just keep you up and stay incognito and get you up you can trust. How many people you help, taught them to think for themselves. Ay, I got the ring and the belt, met on the king and he knelt. Ay, cause you know these niggas is hoes, paperwork party exposed. Ay, I had to keep it composed, I took my chick to the bro.
I don't know if I could curse, so I was trying to.
Oh, no, you're
my right. Gods. Like oh, my Gods. You should have told me that.
Yeah.
You see that sensory? I did pretty good on the sensory.
Yeah, I caught that. I was
trying. I was like the FCC or was going.
If it's the music, then you're fine.
So I had the volume a little loud. I adjusted it on the fly there.
It's all good. Hip hop.
I saw you over there working.
So about a quarter way through the verse, it gets better.
Nah, you good, bro. This is exclusive. This is, you know, not to go back to Jimi Hendrix, but a lot of technical difficulties, man. And that's that's part of it. So
100%, yeah.
You just gotta come see me then.
For sure. Lots of technical difficulties. Thank you for kicking that for real, though.
Yeah, serious. We really appreciate when people come on here and
yeah,
do that.
Come on.
All right.
I don't know if you remember, it's a famous Jadakiss freestyle. And he was like, I could curse. And he just started gassing. So that's how I feel. I was like, you know what I mean? Now that we on and we got it, no more technical difficulties going forward. We're going to show you what type of music we like to do. We like to do the hip-hop music for the people. Okay.
Let's go.
So that was about the level we should have it at when he's rapping. There. All right. So, Shado.
Yeah.
Anything you want to ask?
No, go for it.
You got some new music coming out?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, like I said, we got Andy Savoy, got a whole project. We got vinyl. The release in conjunction with that is going to be crazy. All Portland Northwest type stuff related to it. Very entrepreneurial, very, you know, hipster adjacent, unfortunately. But I miss hipsters. Not necessarily to fix it with the flannel, but more so coffees and things like that. We're taking it back to, you know, some exclusive drops.
There you go.
So if you could, you know, you want to talk a little bit, drink some coffee and listen to the album and sit there like that famous Bill Clinton photo. You know what I'm saying? That's what we on.
I love that.
Now I know you've been like in different areas because you did LA, I believe, did Seattle, and of course here.
Yep.
It seemed community oriented. So if you were to do something for each community, like what would it be, or would it all be the same thing? Because I got to feel it's different vibes at different places. What kind of thing would you do to?
So I think for me, like, I'm in the works to get in my personal trainer certification. And I've been lifting weights my whole life. And initially, a lot of the weightlifting and things exercise related were, it was either prisoners, ex-prisoners, bodybuilders, and old people. And it was very inclusive. And now with the influencer thing, the way that it's going, it doesn't seem inclusive, and I don't really like that. So I really want to focus on, okay, your grandma has a leg injury, whoop-de-whoop. Let me help her and show her a conventional way to stretch and do things like that and teach people how to take care of their bodies. If, you know, life expectancies have extended, you know, so you don't want to be slumped over and things like that. Teach people proper posture. If you have a job that's very labor-intensive, what can you do to make sure that, you know, your base is sturdy? As far as artists go, I think it's very important to teach financial literacy, because if you have financial literacy, you're able to not be taken advantage of. You know, you're able to get your credit good, do all these things, so the label isn't necessary. So if you're able to teach people how to create like a micro version of what it takes to have a label, have your accounting stuff down pat, and have a financial plan that you're able to fulfill with whatever financial situation you're in, you'll be more a successful artist. So that's the type of stuff I'm in. You know, there's a lot of buildings and things like that that people have bought that have come out of town. A lot of my friends are from elsewhere, but a lot of my friends are from here. And shout out to Jake Koss. Jake Koss used to work at Geneva's, that's no longer there. Oh, everybody at that spot was talking about, you know, the developments that were coming the next 10 years in advance. And now that we're in real time seeing it, I'm aware of it. A lot of people come out of town, buy these places up. People that don't have the foresight, you got to beg to go DJ at a spot that used to be a place that you used to frequent. And we have to allow people to figure out how to get in these spaces so that they can teach younger people how to do the same thing and create environments that's not, you're just a plaything of somebody who's a little more financially literate than you, and they're like, here go $100, DJ. I just want people to not be taken advantage of as artists, and I think it's very important to not get taken advantage of. You have to have some sort of financial literacy and understand what it means to like be self-sustaining, you know, and not afraid to ask questions. I think that it's very important to be inclusive when it comes to those type of things. And I've met people who have taught me how to do that. So I want to, going forward, provide business opportunities for people, bring investors to people that may not necessarily have the same interest musically or have the same interest, you know, with a business plan, but just be inclusive. Like, don't try to gatekeep, don't groom people and promise them, you know, if you work for me for this long, and the next thing you know, they're going out of business because they were using you, and the karma that they put out there business-wise just collapses them. And now you out here with no job and a fake promise, and now you look crazy. So,
man, 100% though.
Telly.
That's a big need, the financial literacy, for sure.
Yeah. Because I didn't know, but I've been, you know, back in the day when I could talk about it now, when weed wasn't legal, you met a lot of people. You came together. Oh. Marijuana was a super important thing. So yeah. You meet a tech dude who's like, well, you know, my portfolio, and you should pay attention to these things. You know, do you have life insurance? Do you? So just being open-minded will always create an avenue for you to progress. So it's very important, that square dude that don't got no friends, that's seeking friendship, that likes hip-hop or likes music or is just genuine, you should really cherish those relationships and learn so you can add value to your life and understand generational wealth, understand investments, understand return, and That stuff's important, especially when you get in your 30s and, you know, forward. So I just, that's the type of stuff, but not in a preachy way. If they want to listen, they can. If they don't, we could crack jokes and chill. Like, it don't make me know, never mind. I'm not the know-it-all type, so.
Right, 100%. On. I love that, though.
Thank you for answering that question so eloquently.
For sure.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, but I'm still dumb, too, so.
Oh, come on, don't say that.
No, you're not. Don't say that.
You're good.
It's an acronym. I'm going to figure out a cool acronym for dumb that's going to be intelligent.
There you go.
Doing ultimate minimal brilliance. How about that? That's dumb. I'm dumb.
All right. Hey, it's a work in progress. We got it.
I'm not Pac, man.
I think I might have minimal brilliance also.
Nah, for sure. And this place is a think tank. Like, you could really come to Portland and go to an art gallery and meet someone, and they're like, I actually designed the micro USB, and, you know, I'm looking for people that are like a secret boss type situation. Don't expect a nobody to not be able to offer you anything, and those when the true doors will open. When you go into things being like, I'm going to leverage this relationship and take advantage of this person, you're only going to go so far. And if you don't reciprocate, you know, karma's crazy. I hate to be all but
you're 100% right.
You can't do people bad. Doing bad business is the worst thing you can do, you know. So,
yes, 100%. Man, I got to go back to the financial literacy thing. If I would have somehow became a music artist in like the 90s or the early 2000s, I definitely would have got taken advantage of, because I did not understand the structure of any of that stuff. Being in radio, I've kind of heard the stories, or, you know, when I was out helping people do their music stuff, you kind of hear the stories and learn all that stuff later. But yeah,
I've tried to put records out with people, and next thing you know, the money's gone, the records are gone, you're cut out, and you're like, all right, cool. So I've lived and learned, and not saying I didn't have financial literacy beforehand, but if I would have just taken the proper precautions and, you know, had a lawyer, which I have now, and do those things, which sounds corny and square, but that's their specialty. You know, not to reference Henry Ford, but there's this instance where he's talking to this judge and they're like, so are you the smartest person? Do you know everything? He's like, no, but I have the ability to get into contact with people that can teach me how to do something I want to do. So as long as you have a lexicon of individuals that can be like, I don't know how to make bread. Well, you can figure out a way to meet a baker. Just always, if you have a question and you're willing, you can find an answer. Even 100%. Off the internet. The internet's the cheat code, but you don't even need that. And then that would improve human interaction. It's just so much, man.
No, you're 100% right, though. The internet can just kind of help point you in the right direction for certain things. Like,
for sure.
Still up to you to do the work.
100%.
Always has been. So we're going to get into some more music.
Yeah, what are we doing next here?
Oh, you want to do something? All right. You want to do something? Yeah. Okay, let's do Sugarcoat It.
All right.
It's another Andy Savoy beat. Like I said, this is all unreleased, exclusive. They gave us a show.
Uh-oh.
They gave me the mic.
Hey.
Let's get into it.
Can you please turn my headphone up a little bit, please? Danke. Ran up with some hope, but I ran off as a ghost. Tell that little bitty nigga back, cause I keep carbine catapult. I go CEO, trail big back though, but I'm on the west coast. I told gang and them the sit, she said your family gotta go. Oh, I just be playing, I'm just a lame. It's pause to try to have my back slam beside me like a man. It ain't even June, but it's too thick in these pants. Why me doing spell work with a paper bag and crayon? France. I ain't never been, bitch, the studio is them. Let you don't get bread, you dreamt it. Like who you know get blamed, bitch, you do it so consistent. Do it for them inches, her diet strictly dickly down Julio Ozempic, damn. Bitch wasn't trying to get with me, that shit was just a scam. Could get back with this particular contraption in my hand. Turn you to a strand, she told me you a fan. I don't know you, I'm just saying, but that ain't got shit to do with me. Smoking security deposits might secure a future fee. Call that bit plutonium, this freaky leak is cute to me. Tastes so good, I knew it's pink. What you trying to do, you weak? Beautifully rebuke the weak. Go start you a game night or something, cause I don't be playing with niggas. And my wrath still gonna be hot the very same day that you get it. Know that I'm ignorant, baby, if you with it, then I'm willing. Give me a little bit, fuck about a friendship. I move deliberate, you move independent. Run off with some hope, but I ran off with a... Tell that little bitty nigga back, cause I keep...
I go CEO trail, big back though, but I'm on the West Coast. I told gang and them to sit, she said your family gotta. Oh.
Oh. The cadence on that one was nice.
Yeah, sir. Yeah. And I had the little overcoming a little. Since COVID, people don't talk about being sick. I'm no longer sick, but I was sick in silence. Yeah, let's go.
Okay. Keep it going.
It's the last night rhythm. What you know about this? Who on reggae beats? I got a question. Look. Guava gelato in Laguna Beach. The light pollution shimmer on my Cuban link. I tip, I leave, I'm greeted by a gentle breeze. Things I seen make me forget I'm not a human being. Intrigued by my demise, always supersede. Hulk Hogan, I'm coming for you, nigga Booker T. I find it quite amusing that they find me stupid. My rhyming contribution, word is Nigel Houston. Elijah with the firewood, I alley-ooped it. My granny sold her body, then she died of lupus. That gal is pompous, she obviously a socialite. His people-pleasing skills are constantly in overdrive. Diamond testers, taunting all the boys at night. Metal detector tell you he's not the one to lord her by. That gal bipped you and left you in the tenderloin. I bet she jailbreak the pussy for the Kia boys. Noise cancellation speaker for unneeded noise. Solitary dolo, send you solo, now you see me moist. Could have been murked you, been did it. Instead of kill you about you, I just let you live with it, yeah. Tahine watermelon rings mixing red and green. OGs be giving me some advice I don't ever need. It's Herbie Hancock at the Hollywood Bowl. When your head hunters dolo, it be off at your skull, yeah. I could have been did it. Instead of murk you about you, I just let you live with it, yeah. I could have been did it. Instead of murk you about you, I just... Writing another novella, I need me a muse to fall out of the sky. It's coming together, the latest development, I'm the one that's gotta die. She keep on making me break out of character, she keep forgetting the lines. And we were supposed to have season 2, but we got the budget of 9. That's fine, my new bitch better than all of my exes combined. Told her I can't just be falling in love, you know that we gotta collide. And since she wanna be locked in forever, I told her come fuck with the mob. What's the point of cuffing these bitches if they ain't committing no crimes? I'm tired, I could probably breathe for like an hour tops. Disrespect my heifer, knock the seed out of your sour sock. Locks clean, we be having crazy shower talk. Hop about that bitch, I pull some lean in the Olipop. She wanna go again, was tight, huh? Now I'm not. Gotta put my Birch back on, you know I slide around in socks. All these hoes is daylight savings, never going counterclock. She stole my heart, I'm dipped like I'm most definitely Italian job. Writing another novella, I need me a muse to fall out of the sky. It's coming together, the latest development, I'm the one that's gotta die. She keep on making me break out of character, she keep forgetting the lines. And we were supposed to have season 2, but we got the budget denied. That's fine, my new bitch better than all of my exes combined. Told her I can't just be falling in love, you know that we gotta collide. And since she wanna be locked in forever, I told her come fuck with the mob. What's the point of cuffing these bitches, they ain't committing no crime. Last night and the past night, gets an infrared, yeah, the glass type. You coulda fast like Sizzler fast bike and get a pretty casket, yeah, the, yeah. Last part was Movado, shout out Movado, this the last night rhythm.
Man, I like the Sizzler shout out, by the way. Alright, there we go. Was,
yes.
Like, rapping on a reggae beat.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hold up. No kizzy boy. Presidential memoirs on the way. He ain't from Illinois. 2009 inauguration. Oh, start it over. We got it.
Okay.
Yeah, we got it. Shout out Draco the Ruler.
Run that back.
I recorded my 8th album in the same studio as Draco the Ruler. Shout out one of the best rappers on the West Coast. For real. I said, No kizzy boy, presidential memoirs on the way, he ain't from Illinois. 2009 inauguration speech to 44, but not the precinct in the Bronx, they book you overjoyed. You gotta get the kids a choice, presidential, Brandon Buckingham. Hey, hold up, yeah, hey, look, hey, look. Hey, yo, I wait a lot, I waited for my turn, but I'm here now. I be doing things in community, they tear down. I used to trap and do my thing, but I'm scared now. Go to the show, they acting strange, cause they scared now. We used to, hey, are you aware now? Yeah, nigga, it ain't fair now. Yeah, I'm on the ferrying team. I'm over by Weird B Island where they let us sing. They say Portland weird, LA, yeah, we really not. Doing my thing, tripping, almost got shot by the city cops. I'm just doing me, they really scared cause I'm 270. I've been 230 since I was 17, but they 5150, shout out to Mook. They used to call us names and they used to call me Spook. Soup, dread, no perfect teak, buck too. We could do what you want if we do what you wanna do. You confused, if you is, you should probably figure it out. Think about what I do when these words leave my mouth.
Where you from? From South Central, granddaddy from the South. I'ma freestyle a little bit, then you know a nigga out peep. Cause the city is a psych ward, they apply pressure, this is nothing I'd apply for. Second that you settle, they start siphoning your life force. Black feminists holding hands with a white corpse. New lease on the building, it's an eyesore. She only chat GPT, she a cyborg. When she cry, I just heard a light snort. Clex on the porch, there was bright orange. And when I aim, the roof go vert. Same way how I talk and the truth gon' hurt. The slick shit be subtle, but the truth overt. Ask your boot to confirm how soup got slurped, nigga. We ain't beefing, yeah, I'm off it, yeah, it's cool. They seen the brother hating through a dolphin in the pool. We gotta stick together, it's epoxy in the food. And they shocked that I be bouncing back as often as I do, yeah. And all that fancy shit, I'm never down with that. Don't do no brand collabs, you got a banner for your pop-up. I just got a brand new Magnum Stanley cups. I'm pouring up some raw. I'm doing hand in hand with yuppies, and I bag it up to candle mass. Ooh, bag it up to candle mass. Two step, two nami. I'ma let my sandals drag. Red light, rock sandal. Want to get your back a tan. My mom dark skin, so I wonder how I'm shadow banned.
Oh,
Simon.
Here we go, man. That's. I think it's the longest, that's for sure the longest we, any freestyle we've had on this radio show, for sure.
No problem. I like
just
to...
nothing but bars.
For sure.
Shado, you over there?
Appreciate you.
Oh. Oh, okay, okay, okay. That's what's up.
Signed in.
Man, for real. What was the name of that beat, the last one that we did?
That was Real Champion by Draco the Ruler. That was on his posthumous album.
There we go.
So I got a buddy named Thank You Fizzle. He's from the Bay. One of my good buddies. Shared a lot of game with me. He's worked with everybody from G Herbo to you name it. Like, a real solid individual. And I remember I was working on my album, Cassava Piece. And he was like, yo, you got to leave. It's like 15 people coming through. This dude, Draco. I'm like, cool. So I would pass them every so often while I was recording. And the next thing you know, one of the most influential artist in Los Angeles. So I have a lot of Forrest Gump type situations. Like, I'm a real Forrest Gump. Like, I've been in a lot of places at pivotal moments, but I'm always a wallflower because I like to observe and appreciate the process. So shout out Draco the Ruler, rest in peace.
I love that. And
I like that reference,
that, yeah. For real, because you were at the Palisades fire thing, and not to make light of that or anything, but that's like a Forrest Gump type moment.
No, it was insane. Like, I'm working with this lady, and I look in the backyard, she's talking to somebody, and it's like Ryan Reynolds. And you're like, all right, cool. Ryan Reynolds is across the wow. Bush. Like, silly stuff. I bust in a little U-turn in the car wash, and it's LeVar Burton from Reading Rainbow.
Uh-oh. We know LeVar Burton.
I'm in Sherman Star Trek. I'm in Sherman Oaks eating wings, watching a football game. You know, OT Genesis come in with a hoodie, and just funny Dang. Stuff, bro. It just be funny, bro. But that's part of being in L.A. You just... Yeah. It just be funny. You just keep it pushing and be respectful, and you don't, like Forrest Gump said, you know, I'm sorry to ruin your Black Panther party. You know what I'm saying? you can't be doing too much.
I love that part. Yeah. After he beat that guy up.
Yeah. Sorry, shout out Forrest Panther Gump, party. Man. He had hands and he respected women, man. Shout out Forrest Gump.
100%.
Janai.
Seriously. He made that smiley shirt by wiping his face. That part always cracked me up.
God. That movie is crazy.
Most innocent Man. Movie ever.
For real, it's for sure, it's up there.
So I sent you a track. It's called Girly Face.
Uh-oh.
So this Genesee. Track, Girly Face, is by my little sister, Titi, Tanizi. Mm-hmm. I remember when she used to play the ukulele at Doug when she was like 8 years old. Now she's one of the hardest rappers out, hardest female rappers, hardest rapper. Like, she's real solid, and it's beautiful to see
right
someone that you've known since they were a kid now be an adult and gas and have grown man be like, oh, she's better than me. That's good. Keep it up. Keep gassing and being better than these niggas at rap.
On that note, we were at the Swiggle video, Swiggle, Tanizi, Dante Thomas. Tanizi, if you're listening, we'd love to have you on the show for sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. She's taller than me. She a real factor. And her sister is like my best friend. So You know, I didn't even know she could gas like that. I deleted IG for like 5 years on IG. She going dummy viral. Like, this was like before COVID. I'm like,
oh, okay.
You were really crazy at rapping. And now she's doing her thing. You know, she's done some shows with Wynn. She was just in New York with Wynn.
I saw that.
I'm going to keep it a surprise on what she was doing out there. But shout out to TT. Shout out, to, you know, Tenezi. So
I saw in the dope. Pictures that Milk cooked up with him where they were out there. So that's cool.
Yeah. Milk is another Forrest Gump. 100%. Milk is...
like the Portland Forrest Gump.
Nah, Milk. Who is Milk, man? That's my boy, bro. I really love Milk, man. He's a very good person. And a lot of people get in positions and they switch up, and he's always just been very inclusive. He's like, if I can find a way to involve you, I'm gonna involve you. So, you know, shout out to Milk. He's definitely a catalyst for a lot of stuff and has introduced me into people. You know, he introduced me to Andy. So if it wasn't for Milk, I wouldn't have met Andy. So always gotta give him his flowers, you know?
Small world.
There you go, 100%. Shout out Milk. I remember the first time I met him at the Hip Hop Awards, he was there with Trox, and they both just had such energy. I was like, man, I love this guy already. So 100%.
The funniest thing about Milk, man, I went to U of O, dropped out because Herb makes more money, and we was rocking house shows. You a little local celebrity. Bong. Milk, I used to kick it with the BSU. We had, it would be like 150 people, Africans, like people from Atlanta, like whoever, Islanders. Mm-hmm. And you would just see Milk hurting everybody's feelings, man. Like, they thought it was a game. My boy Devin, he here with me too, Brill from Low B. He was there. We were there. Milk was going against. And that's how it was back in the day. Like, I used to ride the train, battle people. I would be in Oakland on a BART battling people. Blue line, green line, purple line, red line in L.A., battling people. And Milk is the same way. Like, he's not ducking any fades. Y'all trying to rap, you're going to get upset, get your feelings hurt. It's beautiful to see it.
I love that because that's real hip-hop stuff right there for
sure.
Skills.
Shout out Milk if you're listening. I doubt he is, but shout out if you're listening.
He probably
like
somewhere.
That bunny show.
He might be. You never know.
He in New York right now, so.
Oh, no, he not.
He probably up doing burpees by the goddamn Statue of Liberty or something.
It's almost 3 a.m., yeah.
for real.
He's trying to find Jadakiss and battle him or something.
He'll go battling on the Jadakiss and Fat Joe show.
Battling rats for leftovers.
Oh, my sure. goodness. Yeah, you went there, you're going to have a rat story, that's for sure.
Yeah, the rats out there are like genuinely people. They're like, bro, yeah. kind of move, bro.
He ain't lying.
They be having Montclairs on.
Master Splinter.
Getting sturdy. You like, hey, chill.
You got Master Splinter out there.
They be looking at you like, what's wrong with you?
They know all Biggie lyrics. You like, bro, like, just take my piece and shake, bro. You trolling right now.
I love that.
Rats, man.
Hey. So we got about, we got about 12 minutes left.
Oh,
what do we want to do here? Yeah.
Play TT and then I'll kick something else after that. Play
right
it nice and easy.
All right. Girly face.
You're it.
Song is everywhere.
There we go.
To the end, it's just the way I am. Was never scared to trip about you, baby. You my only friend. Feel like you my only fan. Feeling just like Shifu, kicking niggas just to find his end. Cold blooded shorty, I don't need a perk to hit a 10. So fuck this, I don't want the boat. Told him I would be some, left them niggas on the coast. I don't want these niggas, niggas want me for the choke. And I don't run with lions in the zoo, bitch, I'm the ghost. Turn my G up like the hoe. Whisper to her Casper, tell the bitch that she a ghost. We could fuck the world, a mojo jojo type of flow. So treat me like I'm baby, girly face your favorite show. Treat me like I'm baby, girly face your favorite show. Treat me like I'm baby, girly face your favorite show. Girly face, girly face. Girly face, girly face, I know your place. Been the type to hold it down and still gon' run the race. They don't see you how you see you, cause they playin' in your face. Girly face, girly face. Girly face, girly face, I know your place. Shit, I'll tell you what it is. Don't give a fuck about nobody when my feelings in the mix. Shit, I'm quick to lay the law down. Pack a bitch, draw down. Since you begging for a show, you know I'm finna go all out. Girly face, girly face. Girly face, girly face, I know your place.
type to hold it down and still gon' run the race. They won't see you how you see you, cause they playin' in your face. Girly face, girly face. Girly face, girly face, I know your place. Girly face, your favorite show. Girly face, the one who lay your heart the most. Girly faces love you down, see you in my every sound. Never switch the way that I be moving when you not around. Hoping that you acting how you are when I'm not around. Cut up the square, but I won't be the one to let you down. Girly face, girly face. Girly face, girly face, I know your place. Been the type to hold it down and still gon' run the race. They won't see you how you see you, cause they playing in your face. Girly face, girly face, girly face, girly face, I know your place. Girly face, your favorite show. Girly face, the one who lay your heart the most. Girly faces love you down, see you in my every sound. Never switch the way that I be moving when you not around. Hoping that you acting how you are when I'm not around. Cut up the square, but I won't be the one to let you down.
They gave us a show. Girly face.
How you feel about a very stereotypical acapella slam poetry-esque situation?
Go for it. I like this.
Palisades, Altadena, everything lit. How you don't know me from the same damn shit? Calling things fake, you do the same damn shit. Count your day ones, no, it ain't that many. Blessings on blessings, no, I can't be stingy. We can eat what you want, it just can't be Denny's. You a toy, KB, secure his phone call, cause the voice ain't free. Chose to be me, and that choice ain't cheap. Put me in the room, but that boy can't sing. KC with them JoJo's out the glass case. Neck face, mock up, doing shit in bad faith. Bertha used to always try to tell me these last days. Watts was the motherland way before the crack came. Crack! Talking Don Cartagena, was taught never talk to the laws of La Migra. Buju Bonham Bounty Killer, you can call it a teaser. Just got off FaceTime with Adam and Medina. Doing duets with duality. See me in Sedonia with a custom fit by Ramsey. I can make a guru from a gangster off of Gramercy. Go and get you a grant, you can go and open up a gallery. Ghana, Benin, in between like Togo. Used to need reassurance, I don't even need it no more. The love of not going is the antidote to FOMO. Wonder who I would be if I was born in Porto Novo. I'm no longer being lenient, I lifted my limitations, new levels and I exceeded. While the colors on La Brea are a reason I'm undefeated. I know the world is against me, it's only inconvenience. Assimilation, life is but a trend. AMG in your dreams, pick your favorite color bins. A Yachty from Trelawney used to tell me, understand. You can go against the grain, but not the Santa Ana winds. Ghana, Benin in between like Togo. Used to need reassurance, I don't even need it no more. Love and not going is the antidote to FOMO. Wonder who I would be if I was Palisades, Altadena, everything lit. How you don't know me from the same damn city? Calling things fake, you do the same damn shit. Online ceramics with the brain dead fit. Count all your day ones, no, it ain't that many. CP Flea Market, it was J.C. Penney's. We can eat what you want, it just can't be Dennis. Oh. Soup Jadakiss, top two rappers in the urinal, but it's just me. Top three rappers in the elevator, and I'm there with a dog. But yeah, appreciate y'all, man. Much respect. Y'all are the greatest. Get TT on here.
Yes, man. Please.
Get TT on here.
So appreciate you for coming out and bringing everyone for real.
Oh, yeah,
for
real.
For taping, for real.
For sure. Appreciate it. It's all about the vibes, man. You know, it's all about love. You know, stick with your day ones. If you get a little too popping, you know what I'm saying? The people who know you since day one will bring you back, and those are the people that will be genuine with you. All the you just got there friends who see you popping and they come along, they're not going to be there when you're struggling and you feel down. It's going to be your day one. So stay with your day ones, for real.
100%. No lies told. Very good advice. I can tell you, yes, tell you from life experience, seeing with other people, 100%. Right. Very real story. No lies were told. We got about 5 minutes left. Anything you want to mention coming up, yeah, or talk about, any, bring up that we haven't talked?
You talk. Oh, you going to give me the whole, okay. Well, yeah, so I want to shout out.
Get it all out.
I want to shout out Belmont. Rest in peace to Belmont Bodega. I want to shout out Mixtape. That's a great thrift shop on Belmont. They're moving into the old Belmont Street Market.
Okay.
So if you want to go support,
y'all should go support. Shout out Bare Bones Cafe. Shout out Ginger. Shout out everybody that has a dream and is genuine, and you feel like sometimes you're hitting a wall because you're running into situations where it's not reciprocated. Just keep doing it. Being genuine, whatever that means to you, will keep you sane. And if people are not willing to, it's a saying that I have. If someone doesn't reflect the same of what you are, they're a wall, not a mirror. So don't go, you know, staring at walls. And as I said previously, a lot of people have main character syndrome, but few people could jump in the chair and yell action.
Yep.
So that's that.
100%.
Very well said. And I'm sweating like Deontay Wilder was just swinging on me because I'm a big nigga, so I'm like 270, so I probably should be in here with no shirt, but it's cool. That's too much.
Yeah, sorry, it's a little
warm. I'm trying to get the AC on the one break we had, but, you know.
It's cool. This is realer. You know,
Portland loves to overcompensate for the cold weather outside in, like, every place you go, I swear. Anyway, yeah, so thank you for coming on, for bringing the camera crew and everything.
Yeah, no, for sure. If you're a Portland artist, tap in. Genuine people, good vibe.
They gave us a show.
Hey.
Question mark.
Yeah, big question mark.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'd say. Like, they gave us a show.
Like, what?
That you can find your stuff. Where can they find your stuff? Just for
just
people who don't
Soup Dread. SOOPDREAD. I know some of y'all are boycotting certain music platforms. Just whatever platform you use, yeah. Soup Dread. It's on all of them. And if you can't find it, just go on IG, DM me, be like, troll me, whatever. Be like, yo, where's your music? And just tell me to release music. And if you see me out and about, you know what I'm saying, snuff me. No, I'm playing.
You guys can also go buy it. Buy the music. Buy the music.
That part.
iTunes, Amazon. Maybe Bandcamp too? I don't know.
Definitely.
Yeah, there we go. I was going to say, I got at least a couple on Bandcamp.
I appreciate you.
There we go. All right, Shadow, anything else you want to talk about before we send it over to the next show in 3 minutes?
No, you pretty much answered all of it. And I just want to give him mad props again for the freestyle that he was kicking, like, seriously, and coming on the show once again, seriously.
Nah, it's all love, man, like I said. I be so Mr. Worker, man, super Luke Cage in the barbershop sweeping up the hair that I be forgetting I even rap, like. You know what I mean? So shout out to all the artists that inspire me, especially all the young people, man. Just keep doing your thing. Don't let no jaded old head gatekeeper tell you you're not tight. Just keep doing your thing and, you know, be true to yourself for real, for real.
Nobody's a nobody.
There are so many people that started out rough and just got so much better. Just like he said, keep it up. Don't listen into that.
I'm still rough. So.
About how you start is how you finish.
100%. Mm-hmm. Man, so if you like this show, you can catch it on demand tomorrow at xray.fm, the X-Ray app, or the link in our bio. Also, don't forget to tune in to DJ Cliff's show tomorrow
Uncle
night.
Uncle Cliffy.
8 o'clock on this very station.
I love DJ Cliff.
No
man,
doubt.
Man, welcome to the neighborhood goes hard, man.
I always tell DJ Cliff, I learned by watching you.
What do you say?
For real, yeah, 100%. No, he just laughs. I always give him his props. DJ Cliff, DJ Mr. Fresh. We got to give Mr. Fresh his props,
oh,
too.
Oh, my goodness. There and the go. Sound connection.
The original Portland hip-hop DJ. Or anything else you want to say before we take it out real quick? I want to thank you again for coming on. You're always welcome back.
And it's to be on demand tomorrow as well.
Bless y'all, for real, for real. I shit.
All right. You heard him.
Still got 30 seconds.
We got 30 seconds?
30 Uh-oh. Seconds. What you going to do in 30
sweaty.
Seconds?
Spaghetti. My cousin Vinny. Oh.
I appreciate it.